We're continuing the discussion here in Perek Vav in Maseches Shabbos, the third Mishnah, of what are things that are prohibited to carry out. And in this Mishnah, we're going to talk about things that are prohibited to carry out min ha-Torah, mida-oraisa, biblically, because they constitute a burden and they are not a malbush. They're not an article of clothing. Lo seitzei isha b'machad hanakuva. A woman shouldn't go out with a pin that has a hole. Previously, we said she shouldn't go out with a pin without a hole, because maybe she would show it to someone or it could fall out. But here, if it has a hole, it means it's for sewing. And that would be a masui she would be carrying. Earlier we said it's a rabbinic restriction if she's carrying out a ring that doesn't have an insert on it that would be used to stamp letters. But this one has an insert for stamping letters, so it's not a ring that she's going to be wearing for decoration. So it would be carrying. Vlobakulyar, which is some kind of headdress that was uncommon for wearing among women, and therefore it's considered a masui. Vloba koveles, and not with some kind of container for perfume. Vloba tzlucha shel palyoton, also another perfume container. Vimyatzasa chayeves chatas. If she wears such a thing, carries it out into Rishus Harabim, so she is picking up from Rishus Hayachid, putting down in Rishus Harabim, she's going from one domain to the next. If she does it unintentionally, she has to bring, God forbid, a korban chatas to Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's opinion. Vachachamim potrin bekoveles uvitzlucha shel paiton. And the Chachamim say in the cases of the bosem, of the fragrance, that's not a biblical violation, because there is some element of tachshit, of adornment, of carrying that perfume on her. Mishnah Dalet, lo yetze ha'ish, a man should not carry out, lo besayef, not with the sword, v'lo bakeshes, and not with a bow, v'loba tris, not with a reflective shield, v'loba ala, v'loba romach, and not with some kind of spear, two different kinds of spears, v'im yatza chayev chatas. If a person took that out, that would be considered a masui, unlike the earlier cases where you were wearing the armaments, here you're carrying them. Rebbe Lezer says, not true, tachshit in henglo, he considers them to be an adornment of the man. V'chachom rom einen ela lignai, no, the fact that a person has to carry a sword, rachmona litzlan, that's not an adornment, that's something that we have to do as a matter of protection. But it's genai literally means it's a disgrace. Shenemar v'chitzu chavosim le'itim v'chanich sosehem l'maz meirus lo yisa goel goecherv lo yilmadu od milchama. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, ideally, we should make all of our swords into plowshares and we should not know from war. Biris tahora. Biris is some kind of chain worn on the leg to hold up your socks. I guess if you have like very tall chassidish zaken, or if you have those tight socks for somebody. I remember my grandfather, Zichron Levroch, used to wear them to keep the blood pressure up in his legs, I guess. So that's tahora. It's not considered a kli because it's not davar makabel tumah. It doesn't have the shimush. It doesn't serve the purpose of a person. It just holds the socks. And v'yotzim ba b'Shabbos, you're allowed to go out on Shabbos. But kavolim, which is these chains that have either a metal or some other kind of function, which are keeping not just keeping the socks up, but they also have some kind of decorative element. Tameim, they are able to become tummy because they are a kli ve'ein yotzman b'Shabbos. You shouldn't take them out on Shabbos because maybe you're going to show them to somebody if you have them and they are adorned with this metal on the side of it.